This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former President of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari. Mr. Modi said his wisdom, warmth and unwavering commitment to India-Nigeria friendship stood out. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China, Han Zheng, in Beijing today. He highlighted that the continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. He is on a two-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. The return journey of Indian astronaut group Captain Subhansu Shukla and three other crew members of Ahyom 4 mission will begin today. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. He said the crew will arrive back on Earth tomorrow at 3 p.m. After landing, Group Captain Shukla along with other crew members will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Chandrayaan 3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. The primary objective of this mission was to place a lander and rover in the islands near the moon's south pole and to demonstrate end-to-end landing and roving capabilities. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket developed by Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched Chandrayaan 3 into orbit.
Chandrayaan 3 consists of an indigenous propulsion module, a lander module, and a rover to develop and demonstrate new technologies required for interplanetary missions. On 23 August 2023, Chandrayaan 3 successfully soft-landed on the moon's south pole. With this landing, India became the fourth nation to successfully land on the moon and the first to achieve a soft landing near the lunar south pole. During the mission, several experiments, including measurement of near-surface plasma content, presence of mineral elements, temperature profile of the lunar topsoil were conducted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi named the Sideway Vikram lander and Pragyan rover landed on the lunar surface as Shiv Shakti. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonowal today launched the two-day Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC, Ports Conclave in Visakhapatnam. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal stated that India's neighborhood first policy exemplifies its commitment to leading cooperation in the regional maritime sector. The two-day conclave will deliberate on the unwavering commitment to enhancing regional maritime connectivity and cooperation among the ocean rim nations of the Bay. Delhi's Rao's Avenue Court today reserved its order on cognizance of the prosecution complaint of the ED against senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald money laundering case. The court has listed the matter for order on the 29th of this month. The matter was related to whether to take cognizance of the supplementary charge sheet in the National Herald case in which allegations of money laundering against Congress leaders have been made. All accused have opposed the ED's plea on the point of cognizance of the charge sheet and denied the allegations. The Enforcement Directorate is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the arms dealer Sanjay Bhandari-linked money laundering case. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was questioned by the agency in another money laundering probe linked to purchase of a land in Gurugram by his company. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.